The Conference Committee on Senate File 2492 will come to order. Thank you, members, for being here quickly, and we will go ahead and try to finish our work in a very, very quick fashion so we can get this bill passed this year as we need to. We have a proposed amendment, an A5 amendment, which I think everyone now has in front of them. And we're going to, the chairs will recommend that to the members, but we need to make one oral change, and that's on 1.18. Just strike the sentence "in preparing for the 2008 recommendations" and insert "in 2008. And then I don't know if the title needs to be changed. So we just want to say in 2008, the LCCMR shall consider requesting proposals for biological control, et cetera, et cetera.
I already passed these off.
Yeah, right there. Switch 9 to 8.
For the public?
And I'll go through and just explain.
Take out recommendations.
Yeah, and let me just go through and explain, and we'll get to that part. So let's just, members, we could just go through this line by line so everyone understands what we're proposing. And I should say by way of introduction that the Senate passed a very clean bill, an LCCMR bill that didn't have any amendments, except for a couple of updates to extensions of work programs that were agreed to by everyone. And so the House comes to us with a bill with a lot of changes made about 24 hours before the end of the legislative session. So it puts us in a rather awkward position in trying to get a bill passed and find a compromise on some contentious items in not enough time. And so, members, this may not be the perfect product, but I think it will move us forward. So this is, let's look at page 15, where we're deleting lines 28 to 35. This is the recommendation at the House and Senate. Okay, and this takes away the new $50,000 appropriation that the House made for water milfoil testing in Green Lake. And so it would restore the emerging issues account to its original amount of $155,000. You'll see that on lines 1.4 and 1.5 of the amendment. And then go to page 20. Delete subdivision 9. Okay, and that was a floor amendment made in the House by, I think, Representative Carlson to delete that. Solberg, Representative Solberg. Do you, and maybe Representative Wiginius, you can explain why he wanted to take that out.
He had asked counsel in the House about whether the commission could go back and review for approval and disapproval and whether that was constitutional. And it was recommended to him that that was not constitutional and that part of the language should be struck. And when we looked at the whole thing, then said, just might as well strike the whole thing.
And Ms. Thornton, maybe you can just tell us very briefly that how this will allow how the LCCMR will be able to track leveraging expenses if we do delete this.
Madam Chair and members, the commission already does through the work program and project manager updates. They report to us on their expenditures and on leverage or match that they are bringing to the table along with the projects that they are implementing. So we'll be able to, we've always done that, and we'll be able to continue doing that. This was added in during the first year of the LCCMR appropriation bill when I think members were trying to figure out, that weren't familiar with the process, how we were tracking leveraged funds. And in my opinion, it does no harm in having it go away because we will continue to track those and the commission will continue to have that reported to them.
Okay. So at this point, the Senate is willing to accept that that amendment. And then the next change is starting on page 23, there's paragraph 6 is the section about which we had by far the most discussion. And I should mention that a number of us, and including members, stakeholders from the public and who are in the room here, the Trust for Public Land and lobbyists were here between 01 and 3 in the morning last night. We all spent a significant amount of time discussing this issue and trying to find some kind of an agreement. And so we've tried our best, but again, given the time constraints, it's been very difficult to reach an accommodation that everybody likes. And that's So I'm not suggesting that this is a popular proposal among everyone. What we are proposing, Representative Wagenius's amendment here relates to disclosure of information when LCCMR funds are given to private organizations that go that are our partners in acquiring land, and it's asking for disclosure of transaction-related costs, including whatever those, including appraisals, legal fees, recording fees, commissions, other similar costs, and donations, but not limited to those things. There's some concern from some of these private organizations that this will be very disruptive in their ability to acquire land from private owners. And so what we've proposed as somewhat of a compromise is the language that you see on the amendment from lines 1.8 to 1.15. And first is the phrase that says that creates the purpose here that says that in order to ensure public accountability for the use of public funds, which is, I believe, Representative Wagenius's intention in putting the language in. And then we add a new paragraph on lines 1.12 of the amendment that kind of sends this issue back to the LCCMR as a commission, to the commission members, and says the commission has to review this requirement and make a recommendation whether to continue with it or modify it. And it also gives the commission authority to waive the application of this requirement for specific projects. We don't say under what circumstances we can waive it. We've already had some very vigorous discussion about this issue in the commission, and I think it's clear to me, given that there's some really strong differences of opinion about this issue, that we got more work to do in talking it over and trying to figure out, you know, why people object so much to this and why people think it's so, what obstacles it may create. And that's an effort to try to find some common ground. And finally, we did put in the amendment a request to the commission to consider consider when we're figuring out our request for a proposal to consider one a proposal for biological control or innovative methods of controlling aquatic and terrestrial invasive species. So that's the amendment. And I think are there any questions about the amendment? Representative Rukavina.
Not so much questions as comments, Madam Chair.
That's okay, too.
First of all, I am not going to support the amendment, and I'm not going to, and I probably lose. I'm sure I will. But I want to make the point, and I was making the point yesterday. The legislature has the final say on no matter what is recommended from the Legislative Citizens Commission on Minnesota Resources. We have the right as legislators. I never supported it, and I made that perfectly clear when I sit on that. It's where sometimes when our legislative our citizens get a little out of control in proposing and writing laws. And particularly, you addressed one of the things that they wrote here, and I mentioned several of them when we eliminated Subdivision 9 on page 20. I think Representative Sober's concerns were more even than what you said about the constitutionality about writing statute, legislators and citizens writing statute. Trying to, I should say. Number two, I was somewhat flabbergasted with the emails that I saw you forwarding to us from citizens who are telling legislators that they don't have the right to do this, and how dare you, and calling it pork, and talking about how they work so hard and being held hostage at the end of the session. Every one of us legislators that got an election certificate is held hostage with our bills at the end of the session and don't get our way. So, it was perfectly legitimate and within Representative Junkie's legislative authority to amend this bill to try to get something for his district that he thought was important. And, in fact, many of you sitting around this, the legislators, sat on the shores of Green Lake and know what he was talking about. So for some of the citizens to say that they don't know anything about this project was something else that perplexed me. And, finally, I think that in the future that the commission should pay a little more attention to giving everybody their fair day in court with their projects, no matter how minuscule they might seem to some of us and unimportant. And I do have to make a comment about that court comment, because I'm sitting there with the rest of you, and we all have our likes and dislikes and things that we support and don't support, and there's just as much porking going on by the citizens as there is by any of the legislators. So I just want that on the record. We've got our finance bill up right now. I'm sure that they're probably looking for you and I, Representative Wagenius, to comment on our parts of the bill. So I just want all of that on the record. And finally, what Representative Wagenius amended in her committee, again, she was certainly within her rights as a chair of a finance committee to change this language. And even though I didn't support her in the committee, at the commission level, with her language, it was only because I had ulterior motives. Because I knew I kind of had a feeling it would show up again. But I think what she was trying to do, and I don't think your language is quite strong enough here, is, again, legitimate, because this is the public's money. So, with that, we have another harebrained bill coming up that's going to have another legislative commission that I'm really perplexed about due coming up later on, when we're going to be given $100 million a year away of the public's money, and we're all not going to have the intestinal fortitude from what went on yesterday and what's going on right here in this committee today to change anything. So,
Representative Rukavina, the House bill came to us with 4 or 5 amendments, and we're accepting almost all of them. So I don't think you're hearing anyone in the Senate say that you don't have the right to offer amendments and vote on them. We're legislators, and that's our right, and that's our job. So I'm certainly not saying that. But I don't agree with them all, and I have the right to reject them. And that's what we're doing here, is having a discussion. And I think, you can agree or disagree. As a committee chair who puts a budget together, you and I, when we bring our committee budgets to the floor, we kind of don't like it when people mess around with those either. But, of course, they have election certificates, and they have the right to do that if they can get the votes.
There's your point.
But we try to prevent that from happening. And, that's how I view the LCCMR package. I'd rather have it not messed around with. But we also have the right to have that discussion and to make changes. That's what democracy is about.
Madam Chair.
And that's our job as elected officials. So I don't think, I think we're not that far apart in our views on this, I don't believe.
Madam Chair, and thank you for your comments. And I don't disagree with anything you said, other than the fact that you compromised, because you didn't give us any compromise. I mean, the part about the one part that you're accepting on deleting subdivision 9, it won't go back to the House. It will not be approved with that being in the House,
well,
number one. And number two, you gave us a little bit of language that, to me, doesn't really...
Representative Rukavina, we were all sorely tempted to say nothing. We won't take a thing that the House put on the bill. That's what we wanted to do. But Representative Wagenius is absolutely adamant about keeping this one provision that in here. And so we had to find a compromise, because we want this bill to pass, and we don't have time to mess around. So I think it's absolutely, if you don't think we're not compromising, we're accepting all House language. That's what this is. That's what this amendment is the Senate accepting House language. You're not accepting anything of ours. We didn't ask you to
do
anything.
You didn't have anything. It's pretty hard to accept
my
nothing.
My point, exactly. And so, you need to recognize that the Senate, this is a big compromise for the Senate. And it's not really an issue for me about whether, I do think the fact that the LCCMR voted down some language, that's something to think about. But that's not the only issue that we need as legislators to consider. We need to consider whether this language is good policy or not. And we've heard some very, very strong feelings from some of the partners that we work with that this is going to prevent them from doing what they do. So that's why we've been trying to find some, we've been trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong, and it's not simple to do that. And so I call this the best compromise we can come up with in 24 hours. Senator, Representative Wagenius, who else had their hand
yes.
up?
And I think 24 hours is the telling time right here. And we are going to have obviously more discussions about the relationship between the LCCMR citizen members and the legislative members. I think it's sometimes hard for us to understand that we have different sensitivities because we're legislators, and they have different sensitivities because they're citizens. And we're probably going to have to spend more time wading through that and understanding each other. But it is at the last day, at the last hour, the Senate did compromise. I appreciate that. And we both need to get back to the floor. So I appreciate the Senate's motion.
Senator Fredrickson.
Madam Chair, I'd like to talk for just a minute or two. Representative Rukavina, it's Sunday, and you caught us in a kinder and gentler mood. Giving in everything you want on this instance, but wait till next year. But I agree with what you said. Ultimately, it's up to those of us who have election certificates to decide what goes in this bill. Absolutely. Anybody on the floor of the Senate has every right to make whatever motion they want to. Certainly, they have a right to do that. To your comment about a fair day in court, however, I think with this bill, a fair day in court is somebody who responds to our request for proposals, submits a good proposal, comes before the commission, lets us hear what they want to do, and all the members of the commission can make a fair comparison of how to spend this money from the Environmental Trust Fund, and then have that go through all the process through the legislature. And when somebody does not do that, they kind of ignore the process and jump to the head of the line. They've kind of ignored everybody who has had gone through their fair day of court.
Well, and I should point out, Representative Rukavina, I don't know if you're aware that we did have a hearing in my committee or in Senator Chaudhry's committee or both last year on the companion to Representative Junkie's bill, which you did as an amendment in some committee or on the floor. And so we did give it a fair day in court, and we decided it really didn't rise to the level of that we found it a high enough priority to be able to put state funding into it. So we've given it plenty of due process, that particular proposal.
Madam Chair.
Representative
Just
Rukavina.
To your point, and then I'm leaving. There was a proposal. There were people that called up that asked for the help of the LCCMR on this particular proposal. So it's not as if they didn't try to go through the process. They weren't helped through the process. And Ms. Thornton, correct me if I'm wrong about that. But so don't use that analogy, Senator, because that's not what happened. And when there was no help, then he did it on the House floor, which is his right to do.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Chairman. Madam Chair.
In response, and then Representative Tingelstad's been waiting. Senator Fredrickson, then Bickerman on this point.
But when people respond to the request for proposals and they make presentations to us, there's no assurance that they're going to be funded. What that does is allow us to make a judgment as to the best use of our scarce state dollars. And many good projects don't get funded.
I don't. Well, but you, Madam Chair, you implied that they didn't go through the process when you just talked a little while ago.
I stand in corrected them.
Senator Bickerman on that point.
Well, Madam Chair, just real quickly, we have our first meeting now, June 10th and 11th. That's the time we better kind of step back and set some ground rules here so we're all on the same path, Tom.
Senator.
I think that would be better for all of us.
Very good point. Thank you for making that. Representative Tingelstad.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm happy with this amendment. Thank you to the Senate for coming around this way. We're all looking at it as let's get the job done. I think it's really important to Senator Vickerman's point about talking more with the citizen members. I think it's good to look historically how much of the LCMR package has withstood, you know, from where the citizens part ended to when the governor signs it. And typically it's only about 85% of the package that actually moves all the way through. So I think we had kind of a rare moment a year ago when the whole package went through. That's probably not going to happen very often. So I think just getting the citizens educated about that whole process will be helpful. But no, really, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The reason we're here today on the last day was because of the Vermilion Park issue.
Yeah, right.
And even as late as last night on the House floor, there was an amendment to take all $23 million in this package and send it to the Vermilion Park. So if it was not for that issue, we would not be sitting here on the last day, I don't think. And I appreciate the two authors' persistence with making sure that we're getting this done. But I think that's the bigger issue, and I'm glad to see that that is in the final bonding package that we'll be passing on the House and Senate floor this evening. So thank you for that. And finally, Madam Chair, I want to just really thank the LCCMR staff for their endurance through this process, through the weekend, through middle of the night last night and several other nights, and they've been as outstanding as usual in helping us through this process. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Mr. Knopf has a technical amendment to add.
Madam Chair and members, it would just be page 12, lines 13 and 15, delete $3,480,000 and insert $3,430,000. That's because you take the $50,000, there's less going into water, so you've already increased the one appropriation. This would make it all balance. But just take it from the total to the subtotal.
All right. Representative Wagenius moves the... let's see, we haven't adopted. Moves that amendment to the A5 amendment, as stated by Mr. Knopf. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. And then I made the change to in 2008, and we'll incorporate that in the A5 amendment. I guess this is more of a Senate proposal. So, Senator Fredrickson, would you care?
I'd move the amendment.
Move the A5 amendment. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no?
No.
Motion prevails. Any further discussion on the bill? Senator, Representative Tingle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So can you just outline the process over the next few hours? What are we going to be seeing on this bill?
Well, we will go ahead and make a motion to incorporate these changes into the conference committee report and adopt the conference committee report. Representative Rukavina, can I ask you one quick question before you go off the record, please? I'm sorry. And then we'll get it up to the floor just as quickly as possible. And I guess as a Senate file, we'll get the jackets first. Is there any chance we can, you guys will take up the amendment? Well, unless you think there's a chance. There's not much time. Thank you. And I guess so we'll get the jackets first, get them signed, and get them to you. And, you know, I think the staff is going to be doing everything as humanly quickly as possible today. So we've got to get this passed before midnight.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. All right. Any further discussion?
Thanks from me, and thanks to Representative Tingelsted for doing yeoman's work through these last 2 years.
Senator Fredrickson, would you like to make the motion?
Madam Chair, I would move that the documents be prepared as a conference committee report, recommended to pass, and that staff be authorized to make technical and corresponding corrections.
On that motion, any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the conference committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.